Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam Hilchas Shabbos Klal Hey, and we're starting Siman. We're learning Siman Hey, the Limud of Tosefer Shabbos and Halachas Neiros is sponsored anonymously as a schus for those in each aduchim. So the Chayyadam introduced over here the concept of when the tzibur is makabel Shabbos that the yachid is nigger after the tzibur as well. And we mentioned Rav Moshe's idea that that's only for doing it l'shem mitzvah. The Chayyadim says that once the Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos, the Chomer Mibanesh Moshes, the Kabbalah that the Tzibur does is more stringent than the regular Din of Banesh Moshes. Tafir Lutzarch Mitzah, Asur Mekol HaShvusim, whereas during Banesh Moshes, the Rabbonons, Shvusim, are Mutter, if it's a Tzarch Mitzah or the Tzarch, a Hafsid Gadol, which the Chayyadim will talk about in the next Siman, Siman Vav. But when the tzibur is mekabel Shabbos, it's more chomer. So all shusim now become usher, different than the Kabbalah v'yachid. So this is one answer that we already said that to the stira between the different psakim of the Shulchan Aruch in regards to how does Kabbalah Shabbos and Banesh Moshes interplay with each other. The Kabbalah of a tzibur is a stronger Kabbalah. It brings in the Kedusha Shabbos, and now Shusim are going to be Osir. He does say a Kula. So even though the person himself doing any Shusim, even Eruvei Chatzeris, Hatmana, those type of things which are going to be Osir Ben Hashmashas, are going to be Mutter Ben Hashmashas normally, but are Osir because of this Kabbalah. But Amir Lanachi, which is only just, we're just speaking to a non-Jew, ask a non-Jew to do it, that Shavuos is a lesser level of Shavuos. That Yisrael Rabbanon is a lesser level because the person not doing himself. So that is still mutter, even after such a Kabbalah, b'makom mitzvah. Okay. We'll come back to that point. B'makom b'ir sheyesh ba shnei batei kenesiyos. We mentioned this idea already, but if there are two shuls, so that halacha that the tzibur is garer everybody with them, right with the tzibur, that's not true if there are two different shuls. It means even though one shul is larger than the other, but if there's two distinct kehilas, two distinct groups, so then one is not schlepped by the other, even if the one which made early Shabbos is a larger group. The Piskim Shabur points out that this doesn't work if it's a minyan in a house. At the point, it's a minyan kavua, which acts as a distinct tzibur. So they are not nigger after the rest. But the fact that the person makes a minyan for himself Friday night, a late minyan in his house, that's not what we're talking about. Okay. Vafila adam shabol le'ir acheris, v'kar kiblu ashayir Shabbos, so now, not only is it true that a person who lives here is nigger after the people of the city, this is his city. His city was Makabal, he should be Makabal together with them. But what about a person who happens to be a guest there for Shabbos? He's from somewhere elsewhere and he happens to be there for Shabbos. Says he also is automatically included in the Kabbalah Shabbos of the Tzibur. Now, what does he do if he comes into the city? Like the scenario we gave, a person comes into the city, they're ready for Mekabel Shabbos. So immediately Shabbos takes effect on him. But he has money on him. If he has money on him, so what should he do is he does not have to drop it immediately. He can go to a safe place to put it there. But he should not handle it. Should not handle the muksa. He should let the money belt or the purse fall off his shoulder, shake it out of his pocket, let it fall down, as opposed to handling it directly. So we're going to give him a leniency. We're going to allow him to continue to travel with the money till he finds a place to put it where it's safe. But we're going to be machmer. But he should not be metal to the muksa. The Mavur Lekamon Medin Muksa, which is like we explain later on, the Lachas of Muksa, that we create this balance of a reality to address the scenario where a person has something of value upon himself when Shabbos starts, it could be relevant the person didn't realize that he had it, or a person got stuck traveling, and Shabbos is starting, they have these items in them, so what could we do? So that the various different scenarios where that would play out, that's a side issue. But the point that he's saying over here is that you're nigger after the Sibur, and a person comes in from the outside, automatically the Shabbos takes effect upon them. And that is a more chomer level than regular Ben Hashmoshes because of the Kabbalah of the Tzibur. And that's when Simon Reis Samach Aleph, he paskins that these are usher without any disagreement. Now there is, our Rosh Hashanah would disagree with this, but the Shulchan Aruch is paskining the Kabbalah of the Tzibur is more chomer. So that's one way to answer the difference. And we'll see more about Hashem in Simon Vav. Meanwhile, have a good day.